For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My guest right now is a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer. So they did get it right after all. He is an all-time great Pittsburgh Steeler, and his hair is still awesome. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the program, Troy Polamalu. Troy, thanks for taking the time, and congratulations, because first ballot is a well-deserved honor. How did you feel when you heard?
I was very honored. I'm humbled. First of all, thank you again for having me back on your show. You know, it's nice to always come back and have some sort of connection with Pittsburgh, and always enjoy doing great interviews with you as well. So, but definitely felt honored and humbled.
Does the Hall of Fame mean more to you now than it might have when you were playing, maybe the further you get away from the game? Because you weren't a big honors guy when you played, were you?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a weird relationship with that, I guess. you know, to me, this sort of honor really is a tribute to my teammates, man. I felt so special to be part of a such great defense, such a great team, with Coach LeBeau as our defensive coordinator. You know, I really felt that was one of, you know, 10 other guys out there. And also, you know, a byproduct of great teammates that were great leaders to me as well.
Does it mean something to go in at the same time as Bill Cowher, who was your coach in Pittsburgh for many years?
Yeah, it's definitely very special to be drafted by him, to be able to experience their, you know, first Super Bowl together, and to really grow up into his two, you know, into his leadership. So it's a huge honor, and to be able to reconnect with him, you know, over this past week in Miami with my children, it was great experience.
Now, Troy, you famously never watched the NFL until you actually played in a game. But do you watch the NHL now and the NFL now, I should say, and the Steelers? Because I get the impression you keep up.
So, you know, I probably have watched more football this year than this last season than I ever have. Actually, you know, going to the Super Bowl was the first time I went back to an NFL game, I think, since I'd been done playing. Was just definitely a huge fan of the game of football, but sorry.
No, you were saying, so you're back watching football. Did you keep up with the Steelers? Did you see many of their games?
No, I you know, watched bits and pieces of them, but really didn't sit down and watch a lot of football this year, but. You know, obviously experiencing the Super Bowl was more than I'd ever done before that, and maybe a little bit more of each game here and there.
Now, what was your take on the Steelers this year and that defense, Troy, from what you did see? Because they kind of went old school. That was an old-fashioned Steeler defense, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was really appreciative of, you know, not giving up a lot of points in the first place, you know, obviously that being the number one goal for the defense is not, you know, a scoring defense. But then the fact that they were able to create turnovers, I think, was a huge thing. And given the fact that they were able to do that, you know, not having the offensive talent in place, I thought was really important. So it'll be really great to see how, you know, once Ben gets healthy and comes back, how the team is able to put everything together.
Well, Minka Fitzpatrick at safety was a real catalyst, and I'm not going to compare him to you because he's only, you know, been in the league a few years, but it must have felt good to you seeing a playmaking safety out there for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, any time that you can get around the ball. I truly appreciate that, just, you know, for the safety position in general. You know, you either have to create opportunities to get at the ball or sometimes just get lucky. You know, you're not expected to get the ball every time. So just to be able for somebody like him or, you know, maybe more similarly like Ed Reed that are always around the ball like that, I think is a tremendous gift for the Steelers defense.
Troy, you recently said that after you retired, you didn't want to feel dependent on football. Expand on that a little bit, and do you feel like you're clear of that now?
Yeah, you know, I was truly a fan of the game of football. The game in the sense that I didn't care who played it, who didn't play it. That's why it really didn't concern me too much about the NFL and learning, you know, that aspect of it. It was something that I just enjoyed going outside and playing. So really having that as kind of my core, I realized that I didn't really want to just identify myself as a football player, because if I were to not have the football thing, then to me, that means I would lose my identity as well. So really trying to separate myself from the game, something I was really passionate of. I knew I had to do something extreme, and it's really nice to be back and part of the game, coming back to the Hall of Fame, obviously a little bit through the College Hall of Fame that I was able to experience a few months prior. So definitely nice to be, you know, around football again.
And that relationship with the Steelers, that's there again too, correct?
Yeah, that's always been there. I think that the separation is definitely something that I had to go through as part of a process of, you know, getting readjusted to life without football.
Now, the locker room and culture of the NFL and the Steelers changed quite a bit during your career. What were those last couple seasons like for you in that regard?
Yeah, I think from a leadership perspective, when you become a Pittsburgh Steeler, you feel like you're carrying on those traditions that the Joe Greens, the Franco Harris, the Mel Blunts, the Rod Woodsons, you know, the Jerome Bettises had carried through this locker room. And when you see that sort of to shift, you know, where it becomes a little bit more money-centric, a little bit more, you know, self-reward-centric, then that becomes, you know, not really the Steeler core values of the organization. And I think that as I became older and a leader within that locker room, understanding that this was happening during my leadership there was disappointing. And maybe I as a leader could have done a much better job my last couple of years of making sure that the tradition of the locker room and the true team-centric core values of what a Pittsburgh Steeler is was carried on.
Now, you're watching from a distance, but does it seem like the Steelers' culture is getting better?
Yeah. I don't really talk with too many guys in the locker room about this sort of thing, but I think that I feel that it is. I think that truly is a byproduct of how the defense is playing. You know, I know that a really successful defense has to be an extremely tight unit. So if that can be a byproduct of how much better the locker room is getting, then I think that's a great indicator.
We're talking to Troy Polamalu, first ballot Hall of Famer here on 105.9 The X. You played with Antonio Brown, Troy, and he's been in the news quite a bit. What are you hoping to see AB do now?
When I think about AB and his story, I just think about how much he's overcome and how he's done that, you know, by himself. And it's how incredible that is. And I think that, given the situation of him not being able to play in the NFL last year and some off court, you know, some off field issues. I think that he has a great story of overcoming circumstances that everybody has always doubted him. So I really see, you know, what he's going through recently as nothing different than what he's ever done in his life. And that's overcoming adversity when everybody doubts him.
Troy, you're 38. Your hair is still incredible. Is it the head and shoulders? Is it keeping up with Mahomes? What is going on with that hair?
It might be the sunshine that we're living in now. you know, you got to keep it real for sure. Head and shoulders, juices and berries, all the natural good diet, everything, man. Just trying to keep it healthy.
Well, this Mahomes is something, isn't he?
He is. He's incredible. When I met him last offseason, I was really impressed by him just as a person. I had known that he had won the MVP the year before, but really humble disposition, almost a childlike innocence to him, but a tremendous leader, obviously a very mature leader, and being able to lead that team to a Super Bowl. So I really hope the best of them, and it's unfortunate that I think there's going to be it's unfortunate for Steeler fans that there's going to be a lot of a success for the Kansas City Chiefs in the future with them.
Now, you have talked on this show previously about your love for junk food, about your binge days, but Troy, you don't look heavier. You look like you could still play. So what's the diet like? What's the junk food ratio? Because I'm jealous.
The joke to me is that had I not had, you know, come out to make some of these appearances and at these award shows, I wouldn't be taking care of myself so much. The joke around, you know, a lot of the teammates is that I was going to be the big guy that always comes back a lot bigger than anybody had expected. And I definitely love to eat. So anytime I know I got to be around the guys again, I go on my little diet and training methodology in order to look somewhat decent in front of them.
Well, that's the class reunion syndrome, I think. Troy, how do you feel physically and upstairs too? Because more than almost any player I've ever seen, you certainly put your body at risk.
I feel great, thank God. I truly am thankful. Yeah, my wife, who did so much for us and our family throughout my career, you know, really took care of me in terms of the health and wellness department, and really informed, you know, our family about a lot of the risks that you know football had, and my wife, you know, really studied dieting, you know, physical therapy, and all these different things. So having that literally as my backbone throughout the you know, my NFL career, to me, I just continued that sort of lifestyle of health and wellness and intensity as I, you know, made it a lifestyle while I was still playing. So thank God I feel great. And definitely just trying to be healthy.
Now, you have two sons who are 11 and 9, I believe. They were very young when you retired. Are they now aware of who you are, and do they get what the Hall of Fame's all about?
Yeah, my kids are it's beautiful for me to see, because I've lived in Pittsburgh longer than I lived anywhere in my life, so I truly consider Pittsburgh home. We live here in Southern California, and there's so much Yinzer ticks that they have, you know, that I'm like, oh wow, that guy's not from California, you know, and you know, a lot of some of the yins or isms that they have, even when they speak, come out. But to me, it's the best place in the world. I was happy that my children were able to have their roots set there in Pittsburgh, but they're doing all their sports and join the sons out here as well.
Now, do you want your sons to play football, and are they into that yet?
So, yeah, they do currently play flag football. Do I encourage them to play football? I say no. I don't discourage them so much to play football. I definitely would encourage them to play other sports. I don't think I would ever take the ability away for them or the passion away for them to play the sport, because I mean, I grew up truly loving the game of football, playing with the ball, you know, running away from people, that whole aspect of it. And I wasn't infatuated so much of being an NFL player. So to me, to understand that sort of aspect, and for my children to almost have that same feeling towards this sport, it's tough for me to take that away. Aside from the fact that, you know, it really has great qualities, you know, that require to be good at the sport, or that teach you throughout the sport, you know, that other sports don't teach, academics really can't teach, and those are really true core values that you can carry everywhere in your life. And that, I think that's also an important lesson that this sport has taught me. So I definitely would love my children to experience that. You know, I do definitely understand, and they definitely understand, you know, the risk that can be associated with playing the sport.
Is there anything you didn't do in football that you wanted to do, Troy? Was anything left unfinished?
You know, I appreciate every moment. You know, I think there's a lot of what ifs in terms of, like, you know, if we could have all, you know, been healthy throughout the whole, you know, how much better could we have been? You know, these sort of things. But I definitely felt that I gave the game everything that I possibly could have given it. Given everything I could have given to my teammates. You know, it's nice to really earn the respect of these, you know, former greats of the Joe Greens, the Mel Blunts, the Rod Woodsons, the Carnell Lakes, the Darren Perrys, to truly, truly earn their respect is something that I feel truly blessed by as well. So to me, I've given it everything I've gotten, so.
Now, after you go into the Hall of Fame and you get your gold jacket at Canton, will we ever hear from Troy Polamalu again? Because you do appreciate relative anonymity, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that. I just really am passionate about things, you know, and sometimes they don't have to be things that have to do with the public eye or maybe something that I always have to reveal to people. I love being with my children. I love being with my wife. I love, you know, being involved in my family's sports and the development of my young men. So to me, that's my passion right now. And I approach that like I approach everything in my life, which is the most important thing, you know. So, you know, I guess what happens after that, we'll see. But that to me is everything to me, and I can be in a bubble to do that, I guess.
Well, Troy, this was great. Thank you. And I want to finally thank you for sending me that jersey after you retired. That was a tremendous gesture. It's on my wall as we speak, and you actually made me think I might be a good guy for a second.
You're the best, man. I really appreciate you, your dialogue, man, and people in the Pittsburgh area appreciate you as well. So you are truly the super genius, man.
Well, Troy, I can't thank you enough for
and
saying
the
that.
Real M&M.
That's right, the real M&M, as you've said before. Troy, thank you so much again. My regards to your family, and enjoy Canton. It's not ever been more deserved by anybody.
I appreciate it.
That is Troy Polamalu. I am the real M&M, as he just said. Mark Madden, just great to have Troy, and I just can't say enough, often enough, more expressly how highly I think of that guy. And what a football player, too.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.